Today on Real Radio.
Verse 22, for these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. This is a tremendous statement, and I need you to pay close attention, because much of what I just read has been fulfilled, but not all of it.
Hello, and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Luke's New Testament narrative, chapter 21. The passage tells us of the Messiah's closest followers firing questions at Jesus having to do with future events. As we are learning in this mini-series, some of the prophecies have been fulfilled, some not yet. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs with more in his mini-series called What You Should Know About the Real Jesus.
98,000 Jewish men in the revolt of 70 AD were taken captive and were sold into the slave market, Jewish men. By the way, those men, many of them went back to Rome and they built something some of you have been to, the Colosseum. Those who built the Colosseum came from the devastation mentioned in verse 20. Doesn't that excite you? That's history, Bible. You can go to National Geographic, or you can get out the encyclopedia and open up your Bible and go, that's right. That excites me. It's incredible. 1.1 million Jews died in Jerusalem due to the revolt and the invasion of Rome. Listen to this. They were taken captive and they died at the destruction of the temple. Over 500 years before that happened, Daniel 9:26 writes, and the anointed one, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah shall be cut off and he will receive nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end. Desolations have been decreed. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? That's it. I could go home with that. Daniel said 500 years before Jesus was born, Jerusalem will be destroyed. Jews will be taken captive. It's going to come into the city like a flood, and the sanctuary will be dismantled. And by the way, it's going to be with a war, and wars are going to continue, and desolations have been determined for Jerusalem and for Israel. You must look at history and understand that in this 21st century, up until recently, Jerusalem and Israel has been a place of nothing but war. Exactly what Jesus foretold. Looking ahead to get a better view. Matthew's gospel, by the way, let me read this to you. In fact, you can look at the screens. Matthew's gospel gives you a little bit more of a microscopic look, a closer look at the events that are recorded in your Bible. You might want to write these down. You got notes, you got margins in your Bible, write them down. As I read, you look at these verses. Go ahead and leave that slide up for a while. Matthew 24:14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all nations. Guess what? He's not going to use humans to do that. So what? I thought we're supposed to go into all the world and preach the Bible. But just before the end happens, the Lord sends two angels, book of Revelation, flying through the midst of the atmosphere. Hello, that ought to freak people out. And he's preaching the everlasting gospel. Wow! Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 24. He says, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, that is at the midpoint of the tribulation period, standing in the holy place, he says, whoever reads, let him understand. That's awesome. Jesus is saying, whoever reads the Old Testament book of Daniel better understand this. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Sound familiar? Let him who is on the housetop not go back to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant in those days and nursing babies in those days. And pray that your escape will not be in the winter on the Sabbath day. Why? Only Jews think about the winter in Jerusalem on a Sabbath day as well. And for when there will be great tribulation such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time nor ever shall be. Look at Matthew's gospel. It's amazing. Matthew's gospel in detail tells you false Christ, Matthew 24, 5, verses 4 through 5, answers that fulfillment, Revelation 6. Wars, Matthew 24, 6, Revelation 6, 3 to verse 4. Famines, Matthew 24, verse 7. Fulfillment, Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Death, prophesied by Jesus, Matthew 24, verses 7 and 8. Fulfillment, Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. Martyrdom, prophesied by Jesus, Matthew 24, 9. Fulfilled, or will be fulfilled, Revelation 6, 9 through 11. Global chaos, prophesied by Jesus, Matthew 24, verses 10 to 13. Fulfillment will be Revelation 6, verses 12 to 17. Awesome. The word of God, that we might see better the things that are yet in the future. Incredible. Second consideration, he expects you and I to be looking ahead, my friend, and verses 23 to 24 teach us this, looking ahead to see what's coming. Listen, Bible prophecy allows us to look to see what's coming. This is vitally important because as we consider this, it's to get a better view. Mm-hmm. For what reason? To see what's coming. God's prophetic word. Look at verse 23. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. Friends, that warning applied to those believers and non-believers of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD. But listen, in an applicable sense, in a practical sense, in the last 2,000 years, because Jerusalem has been invaded on many accounts, if you were a believer or if you had a Bible, let's say in the year 900, and a Muslim terrorist would be invading Jerusalem as they did in the year 1000 and beyond, you could open up your Bible and say, you know what, I need to get out of town. This is yet another invasion of Jerusalem. That's been happening. But Jesus says there's going to come a day, because, you know, we learn from history, everybody. It's good for us to know history. That's how we know about the future. That's why, my opinion, I think history taught to our kids is quite possibly, I'd rather have my kid be a genius in history and a dodo in math, because history is how you stay alive. If you know history, in fact, if you go to a war school, what do they teach in war school? They teach you all about ancient battles. Why? So you know how to stay alive. So check this out. Battles come and go, but Jesus is saying they're going to come and they're going to go, but there'll be one that will be most significant right at the end, that will be part of the great trigger that brings my second coming. So we can see what's coming by looking to the word. He says this, he says, for there will be great distress in the land. Mark it, Bible students. It's not the earth. It's not Canada. It's the land. Anybody want to give a little shout about what the land will be? Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. Absolutely right. And wrath upon this people. Can you mark that? They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, period. See the period there? You guys, this is very technical. You gotta stay with me. That period is powerful. Why? Because the next verse, or I should say the continuance of the verse, has not yet happened. Right up to the middle of verse 24, everything is historical. In the middle of verse 24, the latter end, it has not yet happened in total fulfillment. Check this out. He says, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. Look to the screens. Watch this. They're going to operate it back there, so we'll try to do it the best we can. Church, we're standing right now on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You're there, and many of you have already been there. As we look around, this is a piece of property that has been kept clear for a very, very long time. As we scan about, and I'm grateful, I think Steve's the one who put this together here, put these photos together. This is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and as you go, you'll see the terrain changing. You'll see pretty soon in a moment the Mount of Olives. Here comes the Dome of the Rock Mosque. Note that, mark it well. That's where the temple once stood, Solomon's temple once stood. Isn't that cool? We can move that around. By the way, all around the Dome of the Rock Mosque says, God is not begotten, neither does God have a son. Let's keep going around. The Bible says Jerusalem will be trodden down under the foot of the Gentiles, the non-Jews, until the time of the end. Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at a real-time, visible manifestation of the unbelievers, the Gentiles, trodden down Jerusalem to this very moment. This is proof positive. Church, I'm getting goosebumps. This is proof positive what Jesus said in your Bible is right here on your screens in front of you. That Jerusalem is covered right now by a false worship system, isn't it? The Temple Mount does not have any representation of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, does it? Jesus said, you're looking at the fulfillment of the Word of God, the Bible, at this moment. It is barren of any representation of God. Exactly as he said, Jerusalem will be trodden under the foot of the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles is complete. This is absolutely awesome. While you look at that, go ahead and just vegetate on that. You guys can keep going in circles if you want as we look at that. Just meditate on that as I say this. With just 15 words in one sentence, Jesus reveals the truth that nobody can deny, that Jerusalem will be the epicenter of the past and of the future in one incredible sentence. 15 words. What are the times of the Gentiles? The non-Jewish occupation of the land of Israel. Mark your Bibles. It began in 586 BC with the invasion of then General Nebuchadnezzar. And he laid Jerusalem waste and he took Israel captive, or Jerusalem captive. And that commenced, that began the times of the Gentiles. It has continued for 2,600 years. And it will go out all the way till the second coming of Christ. You say, Jack, what are you getting all excited about? Because right now we're looking at history colliding in the moment. You've got Jerusalem under the control of the Gentile nations of the world. You've got pagan worship systems right there, right now. But since May 14th, 1948, you've got a clock ticking now. Israel is in the land, and for the first time in Israel's history, existing with the church existing in parallel. Israel is a sovereign state, no Roman Empire. You've got Israel existing. Now you've got the church existing in the same time zone. Don't tell me we're not close to getting out of here. It's amazing. Because the Bible tells us that in the near future, the church will be gone, and God will then once again deal with the nation of Israel very specifically. That is the 70th week of Daniel. It's incredible. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. You can read it later. Absolutely awesome. Man, this is like taking a tour, but it's better. Because you and I, as we stand here today, we look back at the past and we understand what Jesus has said. It's very, very clear to us because we live on this part of the moment. And then we look ahead and we see, wow, now for the first time since 1948, Israel's a nation again. Jerusalem is called Jerusalem, not Capitolina, is what Rome called it under its occupation of Rome. How close are we? We're close. The Lord could come for the church at any moment. If we're starting to see the shadow that Dr. Warren Wiersbe talked about of the last day's events being cast, then how close is the trumpet blast for the church to get on out of here? I say close. It's amazing. I pray it's today. Jerusalem belongs to God, my friend, says the Bible. It belongs to God. Now listen to this. But where the Lord is not wanted, the Lord does not stay. America, wake up. Israel's an example. Jerusalem's an example. Wherever the Lord is not wanted, the Lord will not stay. And Jerusalem, Israel, and the Jew has suffered brutally to this very moment. Why? Why? Because they've rejected the prophets, they've rejected the scriptures, and they've rejected the Messiah. Pains me to say that, but it's true. However, that's going to change. That's going to change. Hey, you want to get freaked out? By the way, don't raise your hand right now. You probably get mugged if you do in this church. But if you don't like Jews, if you're anti-Semite, if you're here today, maybe you're against the Jews. You better listen to this. You want to change your mind really quick because Jesus warns you don't mess with my people. And check this out: no other race of people in the history of the world have been hated more than the Jew, mocked, rejected, tortured, abused, and enslaved as slaves than the Jewish people. And yet, Jesus said, listen, look, verse 24, and they will fall by the edge of the sword. Has that happened? Throughout history. And they will be led away captive. Has that happened? Where? Where are they going to go? Look at your Bible. Where do they go? Into all nations. I encourage you today, this is a challenge. Are you ready? Want to fight? Here we go. Find me a country where there are no Jews. If you believe that you are a Jew and you belong to God and you are of the promised chosen people and Jerusalem is your city and Israel is your country, then what in the world are you doing in Tonga? Then what are you doing in Tahiti? What are you doing in Iran? What are you doing hiding your faith but having been born in Saudi Arabia? What are you doing as a Jew in America? What are you doing as a Jew in Japan? Find me a country where there's no Jew. Here a Jew, there a Jew, everywhere a Jew. Why? How? Because God's word is true. He dispersed his people to the uttermost ends of the earth. He keeps his word. And by the way, the same God that drove them out because of their unbelief of their own prophets in the Old Testament, because they would not receive Christ as Messiah and brought upon themselves the Holocaust, it's the same God that says, I will bring my people back. I'm going to bring them back home into their land. I will uproot them. I will bring them from their nations and I will bring them into their own land. God says this. Isaiah chapter 43. Don't look at the screens. I'm remembering it right now. Isaiah 43 verses 1 through 11. God says, I will say to the west, have my people come. To the east, I will say, let them come to me. I will say to the south, bring them. And I will command the north, let my people go. Look it up. God's people. He's not done with them yet. Yes, they've lived a horrible, horrible history, self-imposed by rejecting God. But listen, America is on the brink of doing the same thing if we haven't already. We need to wake up. Serious. Mark this verse down. Am I excited? I'm yelling. I'm sorry. Hey, mark it down. Hosea chapter 5. Hosea 5:15, written 720 years before the birth of Jesus. This is 2,000, imagine, almost 3,000 years old if you think about it. Hosea 5:15. Thus says the Lord, I will return again to my place. He's leaving. Till they... Who? The Jewish people. Acknowledge their sin. Then they will seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Hosea 6, verse 1. The people respond, come and let us return to the Lord. Oh man, I can't take this anymore. Hosea, you guys, from chapter 5, verse 15, there is a period and a quotation mark, it ends. To chapter 6, verse 1, it's the next statement. 2,000 years have elapsed between the closing verse of chapter 5 and to the opening verse of chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn Holocaust, but he will heal us. He has stricken Holocaust, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. That's what Israel is going to say about the Messiah, the one found in Proverbs 30, verse 4, the very Son of God of Proverbs 30, verse 4. Jesus said this way, by the way, this is noted as the saddest verse in the Bible. John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. But as many as received him, verse 12, to them gave he the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And all God's people said, That is awesome stuff. Man, I tell you, I can hear honks, alarms, bells and whistles going off. It's amazing. Jesus said, Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles, the unbelievers, until the times of the end, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Meaning, there's going to come a time when God is done with the world, he will refocus on Israel, and at that same moment, by the way, the last Gentile will say yes to Jesus. The last Gentile is going to say, Lord, I accept you as my Savior. And that will be the last person. Can you imagine? It's going to continue until the time of the Gentiles is complete. Tick, tick. Can you imagine? How do you know right now if there's just five more Gentiles like us that need to accept the Messiah and then we're out of here? Imagine. Could you be number four? Could number one be in here? Come on, will you accept the Lord so we can get out of here? Hurry up. Romans chapter 11, listen to this. Romans 11, 25. Paul spoke to the believers in Rome, and some of them were Jewish, some of them were Italians, converted to Christ, and so he wrote this letter to the church at Rome. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this very mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion. That blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is complete. Verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That's another name for Israel. He had his name changed, remember? For this is my covenant with them. I will take away their sins. Amazing. Awesome. There's going to be an explosion, my friend, of Jews coming to know Jesus as Messiah, Yeshua, Savior. Among the Jewish people around the world, there's going to be an explosion of them coming to the Messiah. And then also, we close with this consideration. He expects you and I to be looking ahead to get a greater understanding. Look at the closing verses, verses 25 to 28. Wow. By the way, this is amazing. If you want to know more about this, if you're a note taker, jot this down. Verses 20 to 28. If you want to know this more in detail, read the book of Revelation, chapters 15 to 19. That is great detail of what we're talking about. Here it comes. Revelation chapter 15 to 19 speaks in detail of verses 25 to 28. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And those are not good signs, by the way. It's not going to have like Batman logo up there. This is going to be stuff that will freak people out. Here's the fun part about what we're doing right now. Remember how I told you that Jesus commenced with this broad brush overview picture, and he talked about the destruction of Jerusalem. Are you with me? That happened in the past, right? Right. Then there are things that are escalating upward and onward to the culmination of his second coming.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a mini-series called What You Should Know About the Real Jesus. And of course, the implication being that we can believe in a false Jesus, as well as false prophets, false doctrines, and so forth, just as Scripture warns, both Old and New Testaments. It's part of our verse-by-verse journey through the Gospel of Luke, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, in commemoration of Passion Week and the Real Jesus, we recently brought to you portions of a four-part series called Only Jesus, and we want to let you know that it's still available on DVD through Real Radio. Our offer? For your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to the ongoing work of Real Radio, we'll send to you Pastor Jack's four-part DVD series, Only Jesus. Call, click, or write in order to do so. Ask for it by name if you call or visit us online. Only Jesus. Our toll-free telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, you can pay us a visit at our new realradioactive.org. realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.